Hey y'all, it's October 14th and you're listening to Country 101 with yours truly, DJ Rodeo, on the official Penguin station right here at radio.dominican.edu. It feels like yesterday I was just in the station talking to you guys about all the country gossip, and tonight I have just as much. I have some special guests with me tonight, Ashley Scott and Amanda Hine. Oh, why am I blanking out on how to pronounce your last name? I'm struggling right here. But these two are country lovers themselves and actually went to Rascal Flatts with me and took me to Shoreline for my first concert there at the venue. So they're going to be on Country 101 tonight, putting in their input on what's going on in the country world today and keeping me some company. So you'll hear from them quite a bit. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Amanda.
Hello. Hi.
How are you guys? How's your day been so far?
Pretty good. How's yours?
Not bad. Not bad. Almost the weekend for me. Amanda. Ashley.
My day's good.
Good, good. Are you guys ready for Midnight Mayhem tonight at Dominican?
Of course.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Super excited. Now, if you guys, I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Now, if you guys had to choose your favorite artist right now, who would you guys pick and why?
I think I have to go with Brad Paisley because I enjoy listening to his songs. He always has like really good messages about love and family and stuff like that. So I like his songs.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I love him. Ashley?
I think Blake Shelton, because even though him and Miranda got a divorce, he still has really good songs, and they, same like Amanda said, they have good meaning. So I like Blake Shelton.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about them later on in the show. And who have you guys seen in concert? A couple of the artists you guys want to throw out there?
Zach Brown Band,
hey.
Rascal Flatts, Brad Paisley, who else?
So you've had your country fair share right there.
Dierks Bentley, yeah.
List keeps going.
Many, yeah. Too many to name.
We went to Darius Rucker this year.
How was he? I've heard like mixed feelings about him and performing.
He was okay. Like, he just looks super old now. And like,
poor guy. I hope he's not listening.
Sorry, Darius.
He just like doesn't sound as good as, I mean, he does.
He wasn't bad. Like, I thought he was good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. But
who else did we go to?
In
the beginning of the summer.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Come on.
Okay.
Wasn't it Brad Paisley?
No, we went to another one, but I don't know.
That's all right. Mm. It'll probably come to you like in mid-show. You'll be like, oh, I saw them. Well, to start us off.
Oh, Lady of Develop.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it. Well, to start us off on the show today, Brad Paisley.
Hey.
So weird. Crushing It Tour. He's doing it just that right now. He recently performed a show in Colorado with Mikey Guyton and Justin Moore, serving as supporters for the star-studded event. One of country's newest ladies took the stage first to get the crowd warming up, mesmerizing with her set. Mikey took the stage with songs including Forever Love and Somebody Else Will. She also couldn't leave the packed audience without performing her hit Better Than You Left Me. Now, I've heard that song but never heard the other two songs, but I'm a fan of Better Than You Left Me, and I'm sure the others are just as good. Then country sweetie Moore took the stage and kicked it up a notch, starting with his hit song Point At You. He performed How I Get To Be This Way Until My Last Day before doing something special and very, very touching for the audience. Moore's next song was one dedicated to those battling cancer, something very near to his heart. He didn't slow it down for too long though before singing Small Town Throwdown, a song he usually does with Thomas Rhett and Brantley Gilbert. When musicians dedicate a song or take a break from singing at their shows and talk with audience in shows, that they're not just worried about performing and for their audience, but really connecting with them. And I've said this before, but I love when they do that. In fact, when I saw Brad Paisley in concert, he had a full storyline throughout the show. And after every song, he would give an introduction and hint to the next song, which I liked because it was different from all the other concerts. What's your guys' opinion on taking breaks from like songs and like connecting with the audience? Have you guys experienced that at one of your concerts?
Well, Rascal Flatts did that a bit.
Yeah.
The other week, he stopped and talked a lot, but I like it. I don't like when they like go on too much, but I think it's good to stop and kind of connect and tell stories and stuff. I think it's sweet.
Yeah,
I like when they give an intro to the song they're about to sing or something like that, or kind of like the meaning of that song to them, it kind of connects like the audience with the singer. So I like that.
Yeah, definitely. Completely agree with you guys. After Moore's performance, Paisley took the stage, ready to crush it with Riverbank, Moonshine in the Trunk, and Ticks, were just some of the songs he performed in his set. And he even brought Moore and Guyton to join him on stage for various songs. It was certainly a night to remember for the Colorado fans. And Colorado, too, is just so beautiful. I have family members who live out there, and it's not a bad place to live. And the scenery is so pretty. Have you guys been to Colorado?
Yeah, my grandpa lives there.
So. Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, I love it there.
I love it there. It's so nice.
I've never been to Colorado.
I think we're going to have to take that. Well, here's a controversy I read the other day. Brothers Osborne, and yes, the Brothers is before the Osborne. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Osborne Brothers.
Yeah. I completely, like, when I read that online, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. And I felt embarrassed. And I was like, thinking about like, my show and what I was going to say. And I was like, I'm either going to mess it up or I'm going to get it completely right. So, but I thought I wasn't saying it right, but then I completely wasn't, so I was right. But they're twisting some commotion with their new video for Stay a Little Longer, which features scenes of same-sex kissing. The clip focuses on complicated relationships. The brothers chose five real-life couples for the video shoot, encompassing the entire range of modern relationships, including young and old, interracial, and same-sex. As the video goes on, the couples are all seen kissing and snuggling, including two men, and a move that may very well draw the ire of some of country music's more conservative fans. They said, we didn't want it to be about one person or one couple. We wanted to nail down the narrative, but that's really about something that we've all felt and been through. The brothers simply wanted to represent real life as it truly is. Everything Osborne's... Oh, see, there I go. Everything Brothers Osborne has done to date has been very honest and very real. We're not BSing, we're not lying, we're not making it up. John Osborne said, we wanted this video to be genuine as well. Jay Joyce produced this single, which the brothers wrote with Shane McNally. There are a lot of songs that are about being in love and a lot of songs about heartbreak, and this is the song that's the in-between stage, John says, and that's actually the hardest part of a relationship when you don't know. Well, I couldn't agree more. I know so many people that have been in that situation. It's definitely a tough one. I know, Amanda, you're laughing over there because you know it's true.
It is.
The director shot the video in an abandoned warehouse in Tennessee, a suburb of Nashville. He wanted the clip to portray real-life couples as they deal with the ups and downs of any normal relationship. Sometimes you watch videos and they do exactly what you think they would, exactly what the song is saying. And at that point, you don't even really need to watch it, the brother said. We wanted this video to drive and hone this idea that we're all really the same in this feeling of uncertainty. And I actually wanted to play this song for you guys. I really like it. And maybe we'll see what I just told you guys and picture it in your head as you're listening to the song.
Yeah, something like a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me, yeah. Thinking and doing things I shouldn't be, I really shouldn't be. Yeah, but one more call is the one more what you're doing right now. It's the one more trip to my side of town and you walk right. On each other, your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love, but one more time is a not in love. One last kiss and then you're a goner. Mind you, should need to stay a little longer. So calm and so t-shirts off each other. Your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love, but one more time is not in love. One last kiss and then you're gone, and I'm like, you wishing you could stay a little longer. Stay a little longer. Wishing you could stay a little longer.
So that was Stay a Little Longer. And did you guys watch that video before I showed you guys, or like heard of it, or like what was like going on with that?
No, I hadn't heard any of that. That was really interesting though.
Pretty crazy stuff I learned.
Yeah, I've never watched the video of it.
Yeah. Now, I know every country singer enjoys Luke Bryan, but his fans in Colombia just can't catch a break. What about that? Did you guys hear about like all of his shows getting canceled because of the rain?
Yeah, I saw he was like tweeting about it. He's like, I'm really sorry and all that.
But. Yeah. So due to the heavy rainfall that has battered the area, the superstar has been forced to postpone a scheduled stop on his farm tour for the second time. Luke Bryan was originally slated to perform in Colombia on October 3rd, but he had to move that date when rain made it impossible to perform. It was rescheduled for Sunday, October 11th, but then singer revealed via Twitter that the concert is being postponed until further notice. The tour kicked off September 30th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Luke Bryan reluctantly rescheduled a date slated for October 1st in Lexington due to terrible rains, and the October 2nd date in Knoxville, Tennessee was also postponed for the same reason. I wish we would get some rain here. It's been so hot here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's so crazy. Our apartment is so hot. Me and my roommates are dying. Terrible. But Luke Bryan told Taste of Country, I know you guys are mad and I'm heartbroken. We rescheduled farm tour in October because it's historically the driest month of the year. ATVs were bogging up, he added. I will play in the rain, but I can't shan you guys in vehicles for days. The Lexington concert was moved October 6th, while the Knoxville show will now take place on Monday, October 12th, so I hope that ended up being a good show for them on Monday. Bryan's 2014 farm tour played to more than 110,000 fans. It's weird to say Bryan without Luke Bryan. I feel like I'm like talking about like some guy named Bryan or something. A portion of the ticket's proceeds will be donated to the Luke Bryan Farm Tour Scholarship Fund, which helps provide college scholarships to students from farming families and local communities the tour visits. And Luke Bryan is back with a sexy new video, and that could be bad news for this week's number one video, Strip It Down, is now competing for fan votes, which means Diana Corkin's devoted fans, who truly stepped up to help her snag the top spot this week, will have to come on even stronger as we enter a new week. Corkin's God Did Good pulled Chris Young from his space. He falls at number two. Then comes Kenny Chesney, Gary Allen, and Hunter Hayes, whose vids close out the top five. Shelton makes the Taste of Country top 10 video countdown at number six. Old Dominion's Break Up With Him. Huge fan. You guys actually got me to listen to that song.
I remember
like,
that.
Fall in love. Love that song. And they're at number seven with Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard's collaboration. At number eight, Megan Lindsay and Dirk Bentley videos wrap up this week's top 10. I'm telling you guys, these music videos really start up some competitions. It's really crazy. I always forget about the music videos, and I just like worry about like where they're performing their concerts or like their new songs. I always
I like barely watch music videos.
Yeah, just not really a fan of them. Luke Bryan could have gone a lot of different directions for a Strip It Down video, given the sultry nature of the ballad, but he chose to keep it classy. The video is definitely sexy. It takes a more holistic look at romance and relationships and doesn't actually star Bryan as one of the featured players. Have you guys seen it? I feel like country music videos are like completely different from like pop and rap music videos, so like not a lot of people are actually like interested in it.
Yeah, I don't really watch them.
like when people like say like, oh, have you seen that music video in country? We're like, no, what are you talking about? But then like in like pop or something, if it's like Miley Cyrus, we're like, yep, we've seen it like 10 times.
Yeah. It's gone viral.
Yeah, on replay. But Brian sits at a piano in his own barn playing the song on piano and singing the tune with passion. But he leaves the storyline to be told by others. Two men, one city boy and one country boy, talk on the phone at the beginning of the video, setting the scene as it becomes clear to the guys are playing on trading places for the evening, taking their significant others to experience the romance of other opposite setting than they're used to. Which one would you guys pick? Either the city boy or the country boy?
Country boy, are you kidding?
Yeah, country boy.
That's what I like to hear. Well, the guys leave notes for their ladies along with appropriate clothes for the surprise and set out to trade cars. Hey, I hope my future boy is listening to this. Just saying. One's a truck and one's a luxury sedan, as well as accessories before picking up their dates for a romantic evening. It's a unique take on the typical music video for a seductive love song, but it definitely works. Strip It Down is the second single off Brian Kill the Lights album, released August 7th. He's been taking a break from the Kick the Dust Up tour to play some shows as part of his annual farm tour, but so far the rain has been a little prohibitive, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. He's been doing farm tours for 7 years. He said farm tour has forever been growing a dream of his, and this year is his biggest so far. He said, hang in there with me, I swear I'll make it count. The artist wraps up the Kick the Dust Up tour later this month. And there's nothing worse than having to cancel a show, but I don't know if I would want it to cancel for weather, because you can't really like control it, or for being sick because you wouldn't be able to perform. And emotionally, like, they could probably do it, but physically I think it would be so hard to do.
Yeah. Like, that'd be hard.
I feel like I don't know who it was. I think it was Kenny Chesney. Yeah, like he was like sick in one of his shows when I saw him, but like he had like water. 5 cups of water on the stage with him because he was like so sick. And at first I thought it was alcohol, and I was like, dang, homeboy's getting down. But then like, he announced that he was like sick, so I was like, that makes more sense.
Didn't someone just cancel their concert? Was it like Tim McGraw?
I think
or somebody
it was Tim McGraw.
Yeah, and like
he
LA
he canceled it at Shoreline too.
Really?
Because, yeah, my friends were actually supposed to go because of like
his throat or something.
I think it was like vocal.
Yeah, really? The doctor.
Like, yeah, that's like the worst.
That sucks. Mm-hmm.
Like vocal out of anything.
What do you do? Like, do you, like, not go to that concert? You get your money back or what?
I know. I wonder if you can, like, go to be, like, a tourist. Yeah. Like, go vacation instead of doing your show. But, okay, so what group... Okay, this is a test for you guys. What group has one female and two male brothers? Super easy.
The band Perry.
There we go. Nailed it,
you either go with Lady Antebellum or the band Perry.
Choose one. Wait, Lady Antebellum... Oh, shoot. But they're not brothers.
They're not brothers. Yeah. But like,
I swear, listeners, I didn't whisper to them the answer. Promise. Lady A. I've actually always... Lady A. You made me say
so
Lady
sorry.
A.
So sorry.
Well, I've always been a band. I've always been a fan of the band Perry. I saw them in concert when they were the opening act for either Rascal Flatts or Brad Paisley. And for some reason, I can't remember, completely blanking out when they were just starting out, though, and not that known, but now they have their own performances, like on the Ellen DeGeneres show. The band Perry had the Ellen DeGeneres show audience on their feet Thursday, October 8th, during their performance of their new single, Live Forever. Dressed in a yellow top while clutching a yellow microphone. Don't die on me over here, Ashley.
Sorry, I have a cough.
Kimberly Perry led the crowd in a sing-along of Live Forever as her brothers Reed and Neil Perry stood beside her, fitting one in a yellow t-shirt and the other with his yellow guitar. I actually got to catch a little bit of it once I heard they were going to be on Ellen DeGeneres' show. I don't really watch it, but when I heard that a country artist was going to be singing, I was like, yeah, I want to be watching this. So
you got to.
Give a little shout out. The feel-good track embodies a rock and electronic vibe with synth and prevalent drum beats. While Kimberly led the song on vocals, Reed and Neil assisted on harmonies with their guitars in hand. Throughout the performance, as a backdrop of neon yellow lights appeared behind them with some of the lyrics to the song. As confetti fell from the stage at the song's end, one thing was clear. This song will make for a memorable moment in the band's future tours. With this project, we've had more fun than we've ever had in the studio. We finally took time off the road to just be able to dedicate to waking up every day and going to sleep every night for about 6 months, just dreaming about the future of our music. Kimberly says, and that was a really wonderful thing that we hadn't given ourselves the luxury to do before. So I felt really empowered and electrified to wake up each day really excited to go into the studio, and yellow is a color that exuded that for us in this new era. So that's what she told some sources. Live Forever is the band Perry's latest single, and I'll play that in a bit. Side note, Kimberly has such a nice body.
Really?
Oh my god. Yeah, okay, so like usually like I couldn't really tell, not to be mean, but like she always like wore like bigger like clothing, like, or like, yeah, really like flared out like skirts. And so like during like concerts or like the CMA awards or whenever she like performed on TV, I would always like look, but like I couldn't really tell, not like trying to be like weird, but like she always wore like flared out skirts, so I couldn't really tell. And then one of the times, and like on the Ellen DeGeneres show, she wore like a really tight shirt, and I was like, oh my god, she has an amazing body. I was like, this is crazy. Like her and Carrie Underwood, her legs are so nice.
Yeah. Carrie Underwood is goals.
She's bae.
I love her.
She's awesome. Well, the band Perry has actually revealed the title and cover art for their upcoming third studio album. The sibling trio posted the cover to their Instagram on Friday evening, which was the 9th, I believe, and revealing the upcoming project is called Heart Plus Beat. As previously hinted, the cover is definitely a step in a more colorful direction for the group, who have their faces painted yellow and have the words of the title superimposed over their faces in white lettering. The trio told Taste of Country they were dreaming in color for the new album. Everything is so colorful and enthusiastic and happy, and definitely yellow is a color for that. We're walking out of the studio with giant smiles on their faces, they said. The first single from Heart Plus Beat, Live Forever, is already at country radio. It's an upbeat, powerful rocking anthem that is geared toward the group's high energy live shows, and Reed Perry says much of the rest of the album follows suit. It's a really good song. I really like it. Everything we do is all a means to get to the live end, he tells us. Wherever we do songs, we think of how it's going to play live. Hits Daily Double reports Heart Plus Beat will be released on November 20th, so I'm super excited for that. The band Perry has not confirmed the release date for the new project, though I thought they performed so well, and I love watching them because I always forget that they're brother and sister, so I couldn't imagine being in a band with my siblings. We would probably last like a couple of days and then like want to break up.
Yeah.
Like knowing my family, that's what would happen. But Amanda, you and your brother would nail it. Actually, no. Like your whole family. No, like
that would be so bad.
You guys would be perfect.
We would just be laughing the whole time. Like we wouldn't get anything done.
That's why it'd be awesome. Especially your brother. I would just
shout
like
shout out
I would,
to Joe.
Shout out to Joe. I would only like listen to your song probably because your brother. Because yeah. I like love your brother. All so right, it's sweet. Awesome. All right, so I'm gonna play Live Forever by the band Perry. So go ahead and enjoy that.
Fall. dreams that I've been shown.
So that was Live Forever by the band Perry. Now, let's see what else I have here. Right before my show, I was listening to Jake Owen. Kind of forgot about him for a bit. Now, I mentioned a music video earlier, and this is also about Jake's music video. His song Real Life's music video is a throwback feel. The country singer has released a special edition of Real Life, which gives a nod to VH1 pop-up videos from the 90s. Do you guys like this song? Have you guys heard of it?
I love that song.
It's so good.
Yeah, I really like it.
My sister introduced me to it. Shout out to my sister.
Shout out.
You guys want to give out any shout outs?
Shout out to Felicia.
Yeah. Shout out Felicia. Woo! We hope you're having a great day, Felicia.
Oh, I'm sure she's going to love that. In the nearly 3-minute clip, Owen fills viewers in on all the burning questions they may have had from the original video by revealing the identity of the actors, played mostly by friends and family, as well as whether or not the squirrel that steals the show is real. I wonder if that squirrel's from Dominican, because we have so many squirrels.
So many.
Like, I'll just be like staring into space like during class, which I shouldn't be, and like I just see like 10 squirrels just like running across. There's so many.
They'll just like charge at you. They don't care. They're not scared.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like you'll be on the walkway and they'll be like, no, this is my walkway.
Yeah. Like, oh, sorry.
Exactly. Well, the beginning of Real Life was filmed at Finch's Market in Tennessee and includes the store's real decor. Owen's drummer plays in it, which the pop-up information provides, as well as explaining that smoke on screen is from firecrackers lit on set, and the necklace the singer is wearing was a gift from his father. There were some prop malfunctions and plenty of wigs worn throughout the video, one of which Owen wore as a nod to his long locks in his early video for 8-Second Ride. There are plenty of music video stereotypes demonstrated toward the video's end, and Owen and his director showcase this as a truck, a girl in a bikini, a hay bale, a chain wallet, moonshine, of course, typical country, cowboy hat, can't forget that, a fishing pole, and other video stereotypes fly by on the screen. Race car driver Kevin Harvick also appears, and as the clip comes to a close with Owen go-karting, the pop-up informs us that the last time Owen did this with Harvick, he lost part of his finger. What? Can you believe that?
How?
I guess from making like a music video and just going all out. I guess he wanted to really impress his listeners and fans.
Respect.
Yeah. But there was no blood lost in the making of Real Life, just a few obscure moments that are now clarified in the special edition video. Owen will headline at the 2016 Taste of Country Music Festival, which takes place June 10th through the 12th, so quite a ways away at Hunter Mountain in New York. A little tongue twister. Now, sometimes I know a song and not an artist, and that's like the case with Kanan Smith. Do you guys know Kanan Smith?
Yeah,
kind of.
And then watch when I like say a song, you guys will be like, oh, I know exactly who that is. Well, if you don't know who he is, he sings Love You Like That.
Well, yeah.
Pretty popular song, and he actually has a new single out right now, and he's fired up about bringing that in. And let's see, Dierks Bentley actually taught him on the Sounds of Summer tour into play. Smith's new song Hole in a Bottle is a fun tribute to hard workers. He really appreciates how hard his fans work to make it to his shows, and he hopes that they can unwind when he plays live. He's a real fan of the song and said it's sort of a tribute to, at the end of a 40-hour week or longer, we're ready to throw down, Smith told Taste of Country. My fans, they really work hard, and when they come to a show on a Friday night, Saturday night, they're ready to just forget about the blues and find a hole in a bottle, so that's what this is all about. On November 6th, the singer will step out on his own as a headliner for the first time for his Stompin' Grounds tour. He'll play 11 dates starting in Charlotte. I wish he started right here in Northern California. That'd be so much nicer. But yeah. Barely anybody yeah. starts in Northern California.
It's always like the end of their tour.
Yeah, or even like California, like in general. Like it's so hard to find like artists that are coming out to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Smith learned how to treat tour openers from Bentley, who was extra nice to both of his opening acts. Smith said Bentley made him and his band feel way above their pay grade. The newcomer said, telling a story about a storm that threatened the opener sets, Bentley had a choice one night before a show in Cincinnati. There was a nasty storm that blew right around his set at 7 p.m., and it delayed the show for about 2 hours. A midnight noise ordinance might shorten sets or not sets for the openers, and a big fine. But he said screw it, and didn't want to cut the opener's act short, so the openers actually got to play their full sets, which was awesome, and whenever the storm passed, that's when he would start, and he was fine by it. Now, I'm sure Smith is going to be so sweet to his opening act, Russell Dickerson, since he learned from the best, so that'll be interesting to hear about. Now, taking a break from music, Little Big Town's Karen Fairchild is no stranger to the red carpet, and she is so pretty herself. Fairchild's fashion-forward lifestyle as part of her Grammy-winning band has inspired the singer to launch her own fashion collection, fittingly called Fairchild. Fairchild is a blend of everything I love, Fairchild explains. It's a collection of rich textures, details, and embellishments in iconic pieces that are easy to wear, glamorous, and affordable. These versatile pieces are made to be worn together through mixing, matching, and layering. According to Evine.com, the clothing line will offer a fusion of sexy, bold pieces that are inspired by Fairchild's love of vintage. The line will feature details and embellishments, including studs, embroidery, and sequins. She has such a good fashion eye that I think like this line is going to be really, really good, so I'm super excited. In a YouTube video promoting her line, Fairchild says she can't wait to introduce people to the fun, glamorous rocker pieces that anybody can wear any day. Meanwhile, Russell Noose, who's Evine's Live's chief strategy officer, raved about Fairchild's unique personality and fashion style. We're always looking to offer our customers product and personality reflective of what's hot in the world of country music. There are very few artists who are as relevant today as Karen Fairchild. Noont says, Karen has worked closely with our team from the beginning, directing almost every aspect of the collection's design, so we're excited to add Fairchild to our growing fashion business, he stated. Fairchild will be available starting October 27th. Fans can tune in to Evine Live at 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. on October 27th, and they can get their glimpse on the singer's collection. So that's super exciting for her. Well, you're going to make me cough now.
Don't die over there, Kara.
I know. Are you okay? Did you just see like a spider or something? Oh, that was great. Oh my gosh, I can't stop laughing now. All right, well, I think that's awesome for her, and a lot of her artists have or are doing that, and they branch out from music and find another interest. Oh, you're making me laugh. And become successful in it as well. And I can't wait to see what her line will look like. Now, do you guys know the lyrics to Smoke Break by Carrie Underwood? Everybody's dying over here. Yeah. Ashley?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know if I like that song.
Why?
I don't know. Like, the first time I heard it on the radio, I didn't like it. But they play it so much now, it's kind of growing on me. But I don't know.
Amanda?
I like it.
Wow.
So...
I'm like in between right now. I don't know.
Yeah.
But for fans who've been playing Carrie Underwood's Smoke Break on repeat but haven't quite nailed the lyrics, this one's for you. The Smoke Break lyric video features the words to the song scrawled across the dry desert sand, in keeping with a theme from the song's music video, in which Underwood's car breaks down in a western wasteland. Fans submitted photos of everyday men and women enjoying some time to relax and get away from the stresses of life falling to the ground around the lyrics. The images show some spending time with loved ones and some enjoying the calm of kayaking on a lake, repping the benefits of drinking and smoking without doing either. Smoke Break is the lead-off single to Underwood's forthcoming new album, Storyteller, set to release October 23rd. So many releases are coming out in October, super exciting month. It's her fifth studio album and first all new record release in 3 years. The 13-track album will feature 6 songs co-written by Underwood herself. The artist has been showing up everywhere lately after her return to the spotlight after the birth of her son, Isaiah, performing Smoke Break on The Tonight Show, headlining one of the Apple Music Festival dates, and even playing a free pop-up show in Atlanta. Underwood is also slated to host the CMA Awards November 4th alongside longtime co-host Buddy Brad Paisley.
Yay. Love them. I love them together.
They're so good. Last week on the show, I even like told my listeners that I wanted them to get married.
They're so cute.
They're like perfect for each other.
Yeah, but they're both like happily married with adorable.
Yeah, that's true.
Like significant others.
But I mean, if like something happened, I think they'd be a great couple.
Oh, yeah, same. Totally.
Yeah. Last year, Underwood announced the sex of her baby, letting Paisley accidentally leaking the info. So they're going to have to come up with something bigger to spill this time in order to drop it in. Are you guys going to watch the CMAs?
Of course. Yes.
So excited. We should throw a party. Just kidding, Felice.
Yeah.
It's on a school night. Well, I always forgot about the music videos, like I said earlier, and I'm just so used to playing the country songs on Pandora or listening to them on the radio, and I usually don't go Google a music video to, like, go listen to a song. But once I do watch the music video, it helps to kind of understand the song in some cases. I always picture the music video in my head once I hear the song again. And music videos have been a popular topic tonight. I mean, there are so many that I just, like, some of them I get completely confused. And I think to myself, what is going on? Like, this song has nothing to do with what's going on in, like, the music video. But then there are, like, actually, like, those that, like, actually, like, tell a story, make the song, like, that much better. So, like, some of them can be good. And the other ones are, I'm like, okay, this needs to stop.
Yeah, like, Rascal Flatts, Here Comes Goodbye. When you're listening to the song, you think it's about a breakup. But then when you watch the music video, it's actually really sad about two deaths of, like, this lady's son and her grandpa. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know the song was about that. Yeah, you should watch the video.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really sad. Well, now I just gave it away. But
yeah, thanks.
Sorry.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, I'm pretty sure I've talked about this guy on every one of my shows so far. Thomas Rhett, are you fans?
Love him.
Love him.
Oh, my God. What's your guys' favorite song of his? I know mine.
I like Crash and Burn.
Yeah, I like Crash and Burn. But I like I Die Happy Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Have you seen the music video?
Yes.
Him and his wife are adorable.
They're perfect.
They've been together since high school.
No, I read first grade. They met first grade.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, my God.
They're so adorable. She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
I feel like every, like, country couple is so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, together they're just like an attractive couple.
Yeah,
it's depressing over here.
Yeah.
Well, in the wake of the release of his Tang It Up album, Thomas Rhett took the stage for a higher energy performance on the late night show Jimmy Kimmel. Love him.
Love Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, that was live on October 7th. The artist performed two songs from his new record for the LA audience on the show's outdoor stage, treating fans to his newest tune, Crash and Burn. There we go.
As well as
T-shirt. Have you guys heard of T-shirt?
No,
I don't think so.
I looked it up and I was like, I'm not really like a fan, but maybe it just needs to like grow on more. But Rhett, clad in a quirky Hawaiian shirt, was clearly excited to be there, engaging with fans and giving it his all. During Crash and Burn, he ran across the stage and back again, dancing to the funk-infused beat, his enthusiasm infectious. He must have been really enjoying himself on that stage. I could just picture him running like back and forth on the stage. But Crash and Burn blends elements of R&B and pop with Rhett's country roots, particularly in the upbeat chorus. He says he's a fan of the pop and R&B singer-songwriter Bruno Mars, and that his music partly inspired the new record. I would have never thought Bruno Mars would be his inspiration. Like, you never know. Like, yeah, you never know with, like, singers today, like, who they're going to be inspired by and, like, what their next song is going to be about. Like, it ranges so much.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, he's a country singer, but, like, Bruno Mars inspired him.
Should be, like, George Strait or someone.
I know. Rhett has said Tangled Up is a risk for him, incorporating a lot of different styles and departing from his traditional country tropes. I definitely had reserves, the 25-year-old admits. If Crash and Burn didn't work and was just miserably terrible, I've got a bunch of other songs that would have been able to cut it. Luckily, the risk has paid off. Crash and Burn hit number 2 on the Billboard Hot Country chart, and the album debuted at number 3 on the Top Country Albums chart. Though it definitely has some pop elements, T-shirt, a deeper cut from the record, is a little more traditional with its content and style, and features Rhett rocking on his electric. Rhett recently released a new music video for the album's second single, Die a Happy Man, a sweet tune he wrote for his wife, Lauren, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, and just what we were talking about. It's a true story of their relationship, and I can't believe that they met in the first grade, but they like must have met in first grade and then started dating in high school and then ever since.
I don't know if they dated in high school, but I was just like looking at this video and it was actually really cute. They were just like hanging out and he was like singing and stuff, but I don't think they were actually dating. She kind of like friend zoned him, but then they got married. So I don't know.
Yeah, they've been happily married for 3 years now.
Wow. So.
That's so cute.
I know. I'm so jealous. I wonder if my crush in the first grade will be the one I marry.
I hope not.
Give him a shout out.
Hey, shout out to my first grade crush. I don't even think I had one.
I don't even remember.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my teacher, definitely. Mrs. Brown, first grade.
Yeah, Miss Brown.
Shout out. Well, now you guys know this next artist. We actually just saw him.
Rascal Flatts?
No, it's a him by himself. We talked about him.
Scotty McCreary.
There we go.
Oh, love him.
Yeah, he was good. He was really good in concert.
Yeah.
I like fell in love with him like even more. Like he was like so humble.
Even when he was just talking, like not even singing, I was like, oh my God, I love you.
He was perfect. Really enjoyed that concert. Now I mentioned Scotty McCreary last week and he turned 22 on Friday and he's asking for fans to donate money to the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in memory of Sharon Eves. On September 25th, Eves McCreary's fan club president passed away suddenly, and the singer is requesting donations to the cause, which was dear to Eve's heart. He said, I have many blessings in my life, and I don't need things to celebrate my birthday. But I miss my friend Sharon, who would have had a birthday just yesterday if she was still with us. I'd love to see my fans honor her and continue her great work with St. Jude. Eves was a music industry veteran and member of St. Jude's Music Industry Advisory Council. She created the Southern Bells team to participate in the St. Jude Walk Run to end childhood cancer in Nashville on September 26th in McCreary's honor, but had died right before she could participate in the event. By asking for donations, it is McCreary's way to continue to show support for Eves and her cause. On another note, with Scotty, the singer hosted a Twitter party on Sunday, October 11th at 10 p.m. for 22 minutes, where he talked with fans in celebration of his 22nd birthday. He tweeted, 22nd birthday Twitter party tonight on Sunday, and he got some great feedback by all of his fans. I actually read some tweets last night and they got to ask him like really cool questions and he responded back. Did you guys see any of those tweets? I know you follow like country
on Twitter. Yeah, I didn't see any of it.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I also saw that he's releasing a book. Scotty McCreary will release a book next year, a biography called Go Big or Go Home. The Journey Toward the Dream will be available on May 3rd, 2016. Christian publisher Zondervan is publishing the soon-to-be 22-year-old's debut literary project. Go Big or Go Home promises McCreary's story in his own words, beginning with his childhood in Garner, to winning American Idol in 2011, to releasing two studio albums. The book focuses on his life and career and faith. He said, God gave me a voice and America gave me a chance. Amen. I love that.
That's so cute.
I know. The book is about those two things, and author Travis Thrasher worked with McCreary on the book. Musically, McCreary is prepping the release of his third studio album, also expected in 2016. The lead single, Southern Belle, was released to radio earlier this year and currently sits just outside the top 50 on the Billboard Airplay charts. On his homepage on Twitter, fans actually can't even stop talking about Southern Belle, so I'm going to play that song for you guys and let you guys see what it's all about.
Down south, there's a swinging screen door, sundress beauty on a hot front porch, knocking one back, baby, oh my Lord. Have mercy. Shooting out gravel, saying, oh my star, she's Dukes of Hazzard in her daddy's car, amazing grace in a mason jar. Have mercy. You can go around the block, around the town, around the world, there's nothing like a down-home girl. Ooh. Ain't nothing ring like a Southern day. Just like Scarlett, she's gone with the wind. Sunday morning with the honey biscuits. Have mercy. You can go around the block, around the town, around the world. There's nothing like a down-home girl. Ain't nothing like a Southern belle. Those angels singing down in the Bible.
get your heart like a firefly. Hold on to you for the rest of my life. Have mercy. My baby swimming low is making me high. I wanna catch your heart like a firefly. Hold on to you for the rest of my life. Ain't nothing real.
That was Scotty McCreary with Southern Belle. Now, don't forget you're listening to radio.dominican.edu with yours truly, DJ Rodeo, and with my special guest tonight, Ashley and Amanda. Woo woo.
Hey.
I want to give a little shout out to a guy named Joe. I heard he's pretty cool. Just throwing that out there. So, what's up, Joe? I hope you're listening tonight. Well, back to country. Now, with the title track and named Drunk Americans already on the radio, there are a few surprises on Toby Keith's 35 Mile Per Hour Town album. Now, this isn't a bad thing. Keith's mix of stinging heartbreak songs and rowdy bar rockers is as reliable as high tide. Do you guys like him, or have you guys ever seen Toby Keith?
Yeah, I've seen him. I really like him. I kind of grew up listening to him. When we were like at family parties and stuff, we'd always listen to Toby Keith, so he's near and dear to the heart.
Yeah, what about you?
Not a big Toby Keith fan.
No, me neither. That's what I was like, I was hoping.
Are you kidding?
That's what I was hoping. Yeah. You weren't a fan. Because
like, Amanda loves Toby Keith. And
I know,
always
like, every
like,
single one of his songs.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you excited for his new album to come out?
I didn't know it was coming out, but, like, yeah, now I'm stoked. So yeah,
it's coming out soon. But I don't know what it is. Like, I actually saw him in concert, and, like, I thought he was super boring.
Me too.
He was...
Like, have you seen him in concert?
Yeah, I've seen him in concert. I thought he was pretty good. Like, I don't really like Red Solo Cup. That's kind of, like, such a, like, a mainstream type country song.
Yeah.
But, like, his old stuff, kind of like, I don't even know, like, Beer for My Horses and stuff like that. I really like those songs better.
I forgot about that song.
Classic.
I know. Well, 35 Mile Per Hour Town is a more traditional album than any singer has released recently. Songs like Haggard, Hank and Her, and What She Left Behind are true tear-in-your-beer country songs with loads of pedal steel and slow dancing guitar. One of the lyrics is, "It ain't what she took that messes with my mind, it's what she left behind." It's a well-written, heartbreaking ballad that comes halfway through the 35 Mile Per Hour Town. Jimmy Buffett's appearance on Sailboat for Sale is a sign that a beachy things are coming, but Rum Is the Reason is the more tropical of the two. Sailboat is a mid-tempo conversation between two men that recalls an early 80s collaboration. There are a few life lessons to be learned from these two veterans. Now, Fine Tempo with God Gets Here and 10 Foot Pole, two of the album's signature tracks. These are four fans of How Do You Like Me Now and Whiskey Girl. Both are guitar-drenched, tongue slightly in cheek honker tonkers. Yes, I said that. Keith hasn't found much success with the singles released from 35 Mile Per Hour Town, but the 10 tracks are surprisingly diverse. It's a short but entertaining ride that doesn't take itself too seriously. The single 35 Mile Per Hour Town is the title song of the album and is sure to stir up opinions. The realistic, maybe cynical song tells a story of a once safe and happy small town that seems to have gone astray. A lyric is, "You just wouldn't believe it. Kids growing up without Jesus. Good thing your daddy ain't here to see this now. They stay higher than the water tower in this 35 mile per hour town." I like that lyric. It's actually pretty deep.
Yeah, I like that.
Penned by Bobby Pinson and Keith himself, this single highlights his powerful vocal presence, as well as his undeniable ability to tell a story with simultaneously conveying a message. This tune, like many others that he has released to radio recently, acts as a statement on our culture. The words may be harsh, but as he plays the track during live shows, many fans will sway with his easy beat and nod in agreement. I'm sure that'd be you, like nodding and swaying.
Yeah.
I could see you doing that. And a little bit about the songs. They are collaborations with songwriters Scotty Emmerich and Rivers Rutherford, will be featured on the record. One other cut that we know made the album is Drunk Americans, which was released last year. This track, penned by Brandi Clark, Shane McNally, and Bob DiPierio, is a woozy waltz that hints heavily at social commentary. And a few songs on their album are Drunk Americans, 35 Mile Per Hour Town, as I was saying, What She Left Behind. And like I said, I saw Toby Keith in concert and was like not impressed for the most part. I thought it was kind of boring. And going to the concert, I didn't know many of his songs. So I felt like that had something to do with it.
I think that's why I like him, because I know like all of his songs. So.
Yeah. So I think like that's probably the reason. Like when I go to a concert, I usually like to know like the songs and be prepared. But I wasn't with him because I like didn't really like follow him. So yeah. I think
got to study up.
Yeah, I think that was my problem. But his album definitely looks interesting, so I might have to give some of these songs and him a chance. But seeing Brantley Gilbert this summer was definitely a highlight. He sounded so good live, and I actually saved a few of his videos and listened to them occasionally because he sounded just as good as he did on the radio. And his recent song, One Hell of an Amen, has come up in news, and fans don't know half the story behind this song. And this story is actually really, really touching. Gilbert joined songwriters Brian Davis and Mike Deckel in celebrating the number one success of the single at South in Nashville on October 8th. After the customary speeches and awards, Davis took the stage tearing up as he thanked his wife and daughters for sticking with him as he chased his country dreams. The song was his first number one, but frequently writes with Gilbert Deckel, a songwriting vet who scored hits with Kenny Rogers, Joe Nichols, and more. Also thanked the room before Gilbert took the microphone and told a story about his friend Josh Green. Now, this story is so touching. Have you guys heard of it? I don't know if
no.
you guys. Yeah. So, well, Green was an Army Ranger who returned home several years ago after watching a friend get killed when the Humvee he was in was bombed. Green wasn't the same, Gilbert says, and for 4 years he watched his longtime friend, a man who'd inspired several of Gilbert's songs, battle demons. I watched Josh's struggle with substances. I watched him struggle with his mind. And you know when someone well enough to know something is actually on their heart. I feel like that's you. And Ashley, I feel like that's you guys. You guys like definitely know when something's going on with each other.
We know each other pretty well.
And Josh Green's Army friend was Jonathan E. Lutens. Brantley Gilbert didn't know him, but he invited his parents to attend a show in New York. The singer told his buddy they were coming, and he asked to come along. So finally, after years, Green met the parents of his good friend. Josh finished the story, Gilbert says, explaining how Lutens didn't need to be on that mission. They argued, but eventually both left in separate Humvees. Then tragedy struck. Josh witnessed every second of what went down, but I saw a young man look into another's mother's eye and tell her that he was not alone when he died, that he held his hand every second of the way. One of the things she said was, I was just worried he was alone. Gilbert explains, and Josh cried. He said he was not alone. I was right there with him. I never left him. Josh is a new man, Gilbert adds, before looking at Luton's mother and sister who were in attendance. That's one person that your man saved. Now, when I read that, my mood completely changed. It's such a touching story, and it makes sense for that song. If you haven't heard that song, but I'm sure you have because it's been out for a while, it's been super popular, and I would definitely go and listen to it. It's definitely a good mood changer. Anyways, on a happier note, kind of sad, don't
yeah.
Not trying to get my listeners down here, but wedding bells are soon to be ringing for country singer Rachel Lanae. Am I pronouncing that right?
I have no idea who that is.
Well, she's getting married. The Quicksand singer-songwriter revealed the exciting news to her engagement to her fans via Twitter Monday night, October 5th, with a photo of her husband-to-be. She said, I'm engaged. His name is Tim Creedon. He's the love of my life and the most amazing man in the world, and she's super excited about that. Now, it's hard to congratulate someone on their marriage and then talk about Miranda and Blake.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I know. This next story actually doesn't have to deal with Miranda and Blake, but Miranda's cat. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
It's actually really funny. Well, it's been a tough week for her and her cat, who Lambert named Curtis Lure after a Lynyrd Skynyrd song. He just found out he is actually a she.
The cat?
Yeah.
What?
He's actually a she. No, I swear. I swear. There's a photo on Instagram with the adorable cat explaining the mix-up in the caption. It said, "So yesterday we were informed by the vet that Curtis Loa is a girl." She writes, using the hilarious hashtag, it's hard to tell on kittens, followed by hashtag oops.
Jeez.
That's that awkward.
Funny? That's really funny.
That's so crazy. A friend of Lambert's brought the cat to her house after picking it up on the road. And Lambert, a known animal lover, couldn't turn her away. Unfortunately, when you take in a stray, you sometimes misdiagnose a few things at first glance. Namely, in this case, it's sex. Curtis Lowe is the cat, is going to keep her name, though according to Lambert's hashtags, she will just be one of those artsy types with an edgy name and the coolest girl named cat ever. Well, Lambert's love for animals is clear and prominent in her career. As a singer, even co-founded an organization to promote pet adoption and an end to animal homelessness in the U.S. called Mutt Nation. Its annual fundraiser, Cause for the Paws, was held September 18th through the 19th in Texas. She told Taste of Country, "I feel so blessed to be able to continue the work of Mutt Nation Foundation in aiding and assisting animals in need. Aside from music, this is my biggest passion in life, and I find it so rewarding to help end animal suffering and homelessness." The star has been on her Roadside Bars and Pink Guitars tour with Claire Dunn, Ray Lynn, and Courtney Cole. Former Pistol Annie's bandmate Ashley Monroe has also joined on select dates. Lambert also recently received a star on the Music City Walk of Fame in Nashville. At upcoming 2015 CMA Awards, Lambert is nominated for Female Vocalist of the Year and Entertainer of the Year. Despite her recent divorce from fellow country star Blake Shelton, Lambert says she has never felt more inspired. I know we talked about that divorce earlier. So sad.
It's so sad.
Yeah, I really like them together.
I know. I like when I heard about that, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like done. Yeah. Like if they're done, I'm done. Like I haven't even started and I'm already done. So as I said, she received a star on the Music City Walk of Fame. So things are definitely looking up and she seems to be moving forward with her life and career. And on Tuesday afternoon, October 6th, Lambert's name was one of the four new stainless stars unveiled in Walk of Fame Park. When speaking to the audience as she accepted her honor, she reflected on her early career, adding that she has never felt more inspired. A little more than 10 years ago, she had gotten off a Nashville star, which is what she did instead of college, and was living in Nashville, and she made her first record there. She said, "I got scared and ran back home to my mama, but I moved back here this year and have felt never felt so inspired." And Lambert adds that 2015 has been her first summer off the road in years, and she spent that time writing each day. She said, "I feel more a part of Nashville than I ever have." She admits, "I feel so at home here and so happy, and I'm thrilled to have my name on the Music City Walk of Fame." Friend and former tourmate Derek Sprentley shared the special day with Lambert and joked that he had some stories from the road that may be appropriate at this time, so he's going to save them for a book when he can actually make money off of them. I think that's really funny, actually.
Yeah.
I want her to want him to make a book just so I can hear what happened. Lambert became the 70th star added to Walk of Fame Park. Three additional stars were added on Tuesday, including one for Johnny Cash, another for retired Grand Ole Opry executive Bud Wendell, and one for musician, songwriter, producer Steve Cropper. "I love hearing artists receiving awards and being honored. It makes me so proud and such a happy fan, knowing that they're not doing disappointing things out in the world. It makes me happy. You know, they're not in jail or doing something crazy, you know?"
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of crazy like that. But we are running out of time here on Country 101. So much to say in such little time. So sad. I wish we could go on longer. That was my show for you guys tonight. Thanks for tuning in to Country 101 with me and my amazing guests, Ashley and Amanda. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Had lots of fun. But my listeners, have a nice night, y'all. And I'm going to play this last song by Zach Brown Band, which is Chicken Fried, because I'm so excited to be seeing them this weekend.
It's a good classic.
So excited. All right, here we go.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine,
and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, and homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I'd like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love.
All right, don't forget you're listening to Country 101 right here with DJ Rodeo, and it's every Wednesday from 6 to 7. Stay tuned.
Thank God for my life, and for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love.